You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is clear America is in the grips of an opioid addiction epidemic. But here is a dilemma. What if you're in severe pain? Is there a way to get pain relief without resorting to powerful medications that can get you addicted? A new study indicates the answer could be yes through something called IMPAT. That stands for Improving Pain During Addiction Treatment. Psychologist Mark Ilgen is the lead author of this study. He's with the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System and the University of Michigan Addiction Center. Good to have you here, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
As we talk about IMPAT and what you found in the study, I want to be clear. You were studying patients, veterans, who are in addiction recovery?
Yes, that's correct. These were individuals who were already seeking treatment for their addiction and also reported pain at the same time.
And the last people who need to have a prescription for painkillers handed back to them in light of the fact that they're trying to be in recovery.
Exactly. And it's a very challenging situation for both the treatment clinic as well as for patients to know what to do in that situation with the pain as well as this known substance use disorder.
So tell us about this pain treatment approach called IMPAT. What is it and how does it help to control pain without drugs?
It is a psychotherapeutic approach, non-pharmacological approach designed to help people adapt to and cope with their pain. The emphasis of the intervention is really on developing new coping strategies, new ways of thinking about pain, and a philosophy where people are actually getting out into the world and trying to try out different experiences, trying to have a more positive day-to-day experience with the hope that that will improve their perception of pain and also their quality of life.
It sounds like get busy with other things so you're not obsessing with the pain and
exactly.
Focusing on the pain, kind of tune it out and put it more in the background?
Exactly. That's a big part of it. There's really a close relationship between depression, physical activity, pain, and functioning, kind of how well you're getting along with others in your life and doing the things you need to do. And all those things are really intertwined. And when the focus is falling too much on pain level or how much pain someone's experiencing, understandably, that becomes a big focus of your thinking. But that can then, unfortunately, cause people to withdraw from their lives a little bit, not make the closer social connections, not really do the things that they normally enjoy doing, and then they end up more depressed and actually end up feeling more pain because it's more on their mind and more severe.
The results of your study, what did you find?
We found that the individuals who participated in the IMPAT condition or received this psychotherapy approach had lower self-reported pain, higher functioning, and less alcohol use over the course of 12 months than a group that got a comparison, what we'd call an attention-based control, but a kind of a supportive group therapy, but that didn't include what we'd think of as the active ingredients in this intervention.
And I would suspect we're talking, there's varying levels of pain. So if somebody's in excruciating pain from an injury or an illness, would you take a different approach to that versus someone in some chronic pain, knees are bad or that type of thing?
Certainly, I think that this is an intervention for chronic pain, not acute pain, and that within the group of individuals with chronic pain, there's obviously a whole myriad of conditions that someone might be experiencing. This was a group-based intervention, so we actually tried to help people identify commonalities between their experiences with pain. So someone might have back pain, someone might have migraines, and someone might have neuropathic pain, and the goal was to really foster a dialogue across people about their different experiences and their similarities and still think of what could they identify to do to kind of add more of that fulfilling side of their life and to hopefully decrease the focus on pain.
Is it complicated or expensive?
It is time-consuming and requires a bit of training. The intervention itself was designed to be delivered on top of an existing episode of addictions treatment. Addictions treatment is a modality that often involves groups and regular visits to a clinic. And so this was intended to be one of those visits that could be added on to what someone was already doing to learn how to better manage their substance use.
So going forward, Mark, could this non-drug approach to pain control wind up being something that could be used for patients, people who are not in recovery? Could it lead toward a new approach to dealing with pain?
I think that similar approaches could really have broader implementation and be adopted in a number of other settings. There's actually a psychotherapy literature on pain management strategies that stretches back 30, 40 years that shows that these types of interventions can be effective for individuals with a number of different pain conditions. I think the foundation in the literature is strong and goes beyond our specific study. What we did that was different was that almost all of those prior studies had excluded individuals with drug or alcohol problems. Mm-hmm. So they tended to view those as the most severe patients or, in some cases, not really their patients. They were focusing on the pain patients, and this complicated group didn't fit their definition well enough. What we did is focused on that other group that wouldn't have been in the prior studies and tried to see what we could do and whether what we thought might work mm-hmm. could actually help this group given the severity of their problems.
And mixing these two treatment methods together
exactly.
certainly seems to help. What do you want to do now with this?
In terms of research, we have an ongoing study that's funded by the National Institute of Health. It has already recruited close to 500 adults from a residential drug and alcohol treatment program in Waterford, Michigan, and has a similar design to this other study. So we want to look in a larger group of individuals mm-hmm. to see whether it works outside of an integrated health system like the VA, where people are getting a lot of additional care. And importantly, we wanted to see whether it would work in both men and women. There were very few women in our study, even though we tried to over-recruit women. We were recruiting from a drug and alcohol treatment clinic in the VA, and those patients just weren't that common. We want to see in this larger study whether the effects hold and whether they seem to be similar in men and women.
Was it exciting to you and the research team to see clearly that this was making a difference for these patients?
Yes, that was a very rewarding part of the work. You know, we started thinking about doing this type of study, I'd say, over 8 years ago now. And it was really before, at least I was aware of all the concerns about opioids. And it was more in response to just the knowledge that we had a lot of patients in our clinic with pain and we weren't sure what to do. This kind of storm of concern and national attention around opioids and overdose has really, in some ways, grown up around the study. And I think as that was happening, we became more and more interested to see, you know, could this work? And given all the challenges that these individuals face, could we make a difference? And so it was, yes, it was very exciting to see that there were some effects and that it could make a difference. I would say, though, it's important to point out that the effects themselves are somewhat modest. You know, as much as we were encouraged, it's clear that there's a lot of additional work to be done. And I think there is the potential to think of other strategies to maybe supplement this approach, things like physical therapy, even meditation, yoga, other what are often called, you know, complementary approaches could maybe enhance these effects and help them maybe make deeper impacts on people's lives.
But it adds another tool to the toolkit. Mark Ilgen is a psychologist with the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System and also the University of Michigan's Addiction Center. He's lead author of a study that's been published in the journal Addiction. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.